The Bush administration has been outspoken on this issue, imposing new sanctions on top generals and also banning visas for their families. But while the United States has been talking tough, it doesn't have a lot of influence, according to analysts. And that leaves Washington relying on Myanmar's neighbors. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
One of President Bush's former advisors on Asia, Michael Green, puts it bluntly. In an article he co-authored in the journal Foreign Affairs, he writes, U.S. policy toward Burma is stuck. Sanctions haven't worked, and countries in the region have had an entirely different approach, engagement. Green says what's needed is a united front, with the U.S. working together with Myanmar's neighbors.
That would be very hard for the junta to ignore. It's almost like an intervention with a crazy drunk at the end of the street. When the neighborhood gets together and there's no place to go, then the junta will have to start listening.
Derek Mitchell, who co-wrote the article and, like Green, now works at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says China is key. Beijing has expressed concern about the current situation, but Mitchell says China could do much more because it is so invested in Myanmar, especially in the oil and gas sector. He says China doesn't want to be embarrassed by its support for Myanmar's military junta, just as it doesn't like to be embarrassed by its support for Sudan while the killing continues in Darfur.
So I think there is an opening to engage them on this and to, as I say, Darfurize the issue, and to try and shine a light on what China's doing. As long as they do it in the shadows, they can get away with it. If there is a growing public movement and anger towards China for their irresponsible international actions in support of the regime, perhaps you can get them to move a bit.
Mitchell says so far another influential player has been oddly silent, that is India, which shares a border with Myanmar. The Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, has gotten a bit tougher with Myanmar. Lauren Craner, a former top State Department official, says even before the latest crisis, the U.S. urged the neighborhood to get moving on the issue.
The Asian countries, especially the ASEAN countries, the neighbors of Burma, have gone from basically turning a blind eye to calling for the release of Aung San Suu Kyi, to calling for national reconciliation, and to being actually involved in engaging the Burmese, instead of just on the economic front, also on the political front, and pushing the regime there to begin to open up.
But as for America's direct influence on Myanmar, analysts and State Department officials agree it's limited. Washington does have an embassy, though not a full ambassador. And Craner says when he was Assistant Secretary of State for Democracy, Human Rights, and Labor, he never traveled there.
No, at a certain point, the U.S. decided as a mark of disapproval that people above a certain rank weren't not going to travel to Burma.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice did directly confront officials from Myanmar when she took part in an ASEAN meeting on the sidelines of the UN last week. But analysts Michael Green and Derek Mitchell argue that the U.S. is going to have to relax its ban on high-level contacts with the military junta if it is to do the sort of multinational diplomacy that's required. What they fear is that the U.S. is too bogged down in Iraq, and Washington may be tempted to just talk tough when it comes to Myanmar and let the issue pass while the military rulers hunker down. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Now, pro-democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi has been an intellectual force for her party, and you can read a profile of the Nobel Peace Prize winner who's been under house arrest in Myanmar. Just go to npr.org.